everyone, this is Matthew. I just wanted to pop in the beginning of this episode real quick and give you a heads up on the quality. I was trying out a new microphone and we were having some other technical difficulties throughout, so the audio quality is not as good as some of our others. Obviously, the episode is still listenable, but we're definitely going to go back to our old setup for the next one. All right, that's all I wanted to say. Enjoy!
Okay, so let me pull up my PDF or Google Doc or what have you.
I'm going to need you to look up something else too while we're in the middle, because I didn't have time to prepare it for you.
What? You'll see, okay. Am I the woman in the chair?
The woman in the chair.
From Spider-Man, or the guy was like the man in the chair? The guy in the chair.
Nothing? Nope, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, in the new Spider-Man, have you seen it? His friend was like, I want to be the guy in the chair.
Oh, all right, like the Homecoming one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why do you have a bird next to your face in the Google Doc?
A bird?
Oh, you're an anonymous Kiwi?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm me, Joanna. I'm me.
Okay, I can't screenshot right now because my laptop's being weird.
Yeah.
But on the Google Doc, you like click it, your name is in pink, and then next to you it says anonymous Kiwi.
Well, I'm logged in.
Oh, I guess that's what that means.
There's a picture of a squirrel for you. I think for, like, squirrel friend.
Well, I never made you a kiwi. Okay, I am ready.
All right, here we go. You're listening to That's What I Said, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickens, and with me is Joanna Zaleski.
Hello!
Hello! Joanna, it's officially Royal Wedding Watch. Prince, whatever his name is getting married to some American girl, and everybody is talking about it.
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't know who she was.
Uh-huh.
Until I started watching Netflix suggested, what was that show called? The Windsors. Did you ever see that show? Was that one?
I think there was like a documentary.
I think I told you about it. No. It is not a documentary at all. It is a parody show making fun of the royal family.
Oh,
and
then, no, that's not what I
meant. Prince Harry really, really dumb.
Uh-huh.
And like they have Pippa has a plan to like trick Harry into marrying her. And he, like, she writes this, like, long thing. It says, like, her evil plan rolls over and sees it and goes, oh, my God, I wish I could read. Like, it is.
Is this on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's called The Windsors. There's three seasons of it.
I'm going to have to look it up.
And they introduced Meghan Markle's character, and I didn't know who she was at all. And she was like, hi, I'm Meghan. I'm on the show Suits. And, like, that's her whole joke is, like, she was on the show Suits. Hi, well, I'm Meghan.
I know she's an American, and from what I've learned from The Crown, I know you can't just marry anybody when you're in that family. So I'm really surprised that this is even going down.
Well, I feel like they think it's Harry, so, like...
Well, maybe because he's so far away from The Crown.
Yeah, I know. It's never going to happen. And I feel like Harry can kind of do whatever he wants. He's kind of gotten away with a lot, and people just love him.
Have you and I talked about the Netflix show, The Crown?
I got two episodes into it. I really liked it. And then I stopped watching it.
I got into it after season two was put on Netflix, and I binge-watched both seasons so fast.
Isn't it? Oh, well, it's so good. Really long, though.
I think each season has, like,
it's like a little movie.
Episodes.
Which
it's
is
so good, though.
I really liked it. I'm definitely getting back into it. And Matt Smith is so good. I really enjoy it. Where do they stop? Oh, I guess we shouldn't say that because if people are actually watching The Crown, I don't want to know. I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch a little bit.
It's coming back for more seasons, but they're recasting everybody. With different actors because they're going to be older now. And so I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that.
I saw Helena Bonham Carter's in it and she's good in everything.
Yeah.
For me personally.
That made up a little bit for the fact that they're getting rid of all the people that I like.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to watch it. It's this weekend, isn't it? The Royal Wedding?
Yeah. I don't know. Did you get an invitation? Because I didn't get an invitation.
You know, I turned it. Well, see, I was they invited me because I look like Prince Harry's stunt double right now. For our listeners who don't know, I have very short red hair. And I look like either Conan O'Brien, Ron Weasley, or Prince Harry. All redhead males look alike. It's pretty much. you know, in case he decides he doesn't want to go through with it, they're gonna like throw me up there, and I'm gonna be Megan.
You're the what's that called? You're the understudy.
Megan, you look really nice. I liked you on Suits. Like the only thing I know about her is on Suits.
On Suits.
Oh,
what? I think I'm having a bad connection.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, the reason you had a bad connection is because my microphone came undone.
Oh.
the royal family cut me off. How dare you? One more thing about the Windsors. Another great joke they had was Prince William. First off, the actor who plays Prince William is so over the top. He's like, "Dear Kate, I love you so much." But he wants to abdicate the throne and be normal, and they finally get a chance to be normal, and they buy this house in the country, and they pull up, and they just sit in the driveway for a while, and they're like, "Oh, who's gonna get our door? Oh yeah, we have to get our own door. Oh yeah." And they're like very excited by ordinary things, like this lady asked me if I'd like to drink wine and read a book. Like, she's really excited about it, joining a book club. It's so funny.
That's so crazy. Just growing up that way and having somebody wait on you hand and foot your whole life. And
it's nuts.
You need to watch The Crown. Watch The Crown.
I will.
We'll talk about it after you're done watching it.
Okay. So
for all of our listeners who actually did get an invitation in the mail, I found a list of 20 pieces of etiquette every royal wedding guest needs to know.
I'm looking over the list, and they're very similar to my wedding.
Yeah, I was wondering how strict your wedding was.
Especially the part, don't approach the queen. That would be my mom, though.
I wanted to just go through this list and not spend too much time on it, but knowing us, we probably will.
Okay.
I'm terrified. So number one, if you forgot to RSVP, then don't even bother showing up.
Yeah, that was my problem. I tried to text the queen. I'm like, "Yo, girl, I'm coming." And she was like, "New phone, who dis?"
So I guess in 2011, for the other royal wedding, for when Prince William and Kate Middleton,
not that Willem.
When they got married, the King of Cambodia forgot to respond to his invitation, and they did not let him attend the wedding.
You think they had room?
Nope, I don't think they did.
Hey.
I don't remember. 2011, that wasn't that long ago. I don't remember the last royal wedding.
I remember people getting really excited about Kate's dress, and I didn't like it very much. But now, it's weird, I like it now, but I think my expectations were, like, they were different. And then I thought their kiss was weird. I also, like, I don't get excited about it because I feel like Prince Harry, I don't know. I feel like I don't know these people. And if I knew that they generally were in love and just weren't, like, we're doing this because we, like, I mean, the last wedding, also, it's not my country, so I have no.
Not my royal family.
No. I think I'd rather go there right now currently than my current situation, actually. maybe I should care.
I've always wanted to ask, like, a real life British person what people think of the royal family. Like, are Americans more obsessed with them than they are, or?
I think so. I mean, they really don't do. I mean, they do a lot, like, for charity and for tourism. But being a constitutional monarchy, like, I mean, they just take.
I just
up a
wonder
lot of
what,
time
like, what the average British person thinks of the royal family, especially people like our age. Like, do they think it's a waste of the country's resources, like, basically taking care of these people, or?
Yeah, well, that was actually another joke they do on the Windsors, where, like, William thinks that the royal family is a huge waste of taxpayer money and tries to get it disbanded. And I was like, I hadn't actually thought about that. Like, I know it was clearly a joke, but I was like, that's true. But again, it's a huge source of jobs, a huge source of, tourism. People go there because of it. And then it's history. I mean, it's I mean, they do a lot of work. I'm not as familiar with the system. Like, I know the basics. I know that, you know, the titles and all of that, but...
Well, everything I know about them, I learned from The Crown. And
you're an expert.
Basically, the government has to, like, run everything by them and get their approval, which I didn't know.
Which is, well, that feels weird. Well, see, I know very... I only know about, like, a constitutional monarchy and how they're really just a symbol of the country. I didn't think they had that much power in the government. But, again, I'm not saying I'm an expert in it. You are. I mean, you've watched The Crown. You're our expert. So
yeah,
I will defer to your judgment.
I've seen two full seasons.
So you're ready. You're ready.
So number two is you're supposed to resist the urge to wear any white or cream or black. Apparently, in a 22-page etiquette book that the queen wrote herself, wearing cream or white is not appropriate and must be left to the bride.
That makes sense, and that's a common thing.
After I was reading through this list, it seems like most of the things you're not supposed to do are just to not draw attention away from the bride.
Yeah, I saw there was a GIF. Speaking of that rule, there was a meme going around on the internet about this girl who, at her wedding, her brother's girlfriend wore a long white dress to her wedding. And
wait, what is this from?
It is a meme on the internet. It was this picture, and it was like, this bride, you know, like, was really distraught, and the photographer said, don't worry, I'll fix it. And she literally cropped her out of it, or, like, photoshopped her out of the photo. Like, you know, that's just rude. That's just rude.
That's a lot of backstory for a meme.
Yeah, you can cut that. You can cut this part out of the story. I'll just send it to you. I said nothing. I don't have a problem with wearing black, though. I guess people could see that, be like, you could be making a shady comment about this marriage, more like a funeral, am I right? And then you,
yeah,
you know.
Well, that's what it says. It says black is considered to be a funeral color, and men are expected to wear either navy or gray suits.
You know what else black is? Slimming, okay? All right. Dang, some girls gotta, you know, it's hard. Enough being at a wedding where, you know, Kate Middleton and Pippa are gonna be there, and then you can't
wear
a swimming
belt. You're supposed to keep your little black dress in your closet for this event.
Mm. I like the second rule, or the next rule, I should say. Oh, no,
the third one?
No, the one about not bearing your legs and wearing tights.
Oh, yeah, that's number four. Don't bare your legs. Apparently, you're supposed to wear tights. In the last royal wedding for Prince William and Kate, the prime minister's wife came in, like, a knee-length dress and was wearing bare legs, and I guess it was a huge scandal.
I love to think that each of these rules is because of one specific person, like you said so far. And
somebody ruined it for the rest of them.
I want, like, the queen to put, like, in parentheses, you know who I mean, Harold.
You know who you are.
If you have the legs to not wear tights, I don't understand what the problem is against that. But me personally, I like wearing tights because they feel so good and they suck you in.
Joanna, you have to resist the urge to show off those gams.
Oh, no, I can show off gams if I'm in a tight. If I'm in tights, I'm like, look at these gams. They're so smooth and not, like, cellulite-y at all, but...
So smooth and velvety.
Yeah. Oh, I have to give a shout out, speaking of tights, to my friend, my best friend, Jesse Bowers. Went to an event, and I insisted on wearing pantyhose, and she was like, why are you wearing pantyhose? She'd never, like, seen that before. I said, because you're supposed to. And she goes, but they don't, like, your leg color doesn't match your face. And that became, like, a running joke, which is like, girl, they don't match your face. So every time I wear pantyhose, I always think of her. Yeah.
Well, that's why you gotta wear a color that's obvious, that's not, like a nude color. It's an obviously.
Well, also, I was, like, new to picking out tights. I was young, so I was, like, I just ran into the Walgreens and grabbed my size. And they did not match my face. They were, like,
just
bronze.
Just stick to fishnets.
Yeah, that's what I said. But the event in
that's
question...
That's what I said.
Hey! But the event in question was a funeral, so...
Oh. where are we?
I skipped the heel one.
Oh, you're supposed to watch the height of your heels, and this is also a rule because somebody ruined it for the rest of them.
Ooh,
In the last wedding, Victoria Beckham decided to wear these giant stiletto heels, which I saw a picture of them, and she looked amazing in those heels, but apparently the queen was not impressed.
I feel like the queen is just bitter that other people are, like, rocking things she's no longer rocking.
She's got to wear a dainty 2-inch heel.
She's just mad that she can't wear them anymore. I mean, what is that? I don't understand the point of that. Also, like, wouldn't that, like, I'd be really mad if I heard the queen wrote a rule about me.
Okay, so one of my biggest fears is when I'm going to somewhere that's got a dress code and I am terrified that I'm going to be wearing the wrong thing. When you get an invitation for something and it says like semi-formal, like I get so much anxiety over that.
I know, like I always like to have a couple backup outfits. Her shoes do look amazing in that picture, but they also look like her feet are like screaming to get out of her shoe.
She's Victoria Beckham. She's got to look good.
I mean,
So apparently it is required for women to wear hats at a royal wedding. But you have to make sure that you're not wearing too much hat.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Let me see if I can find the exact quote here. According to the Queen's book of the Queen's etiquette book, she says, resist novelty elements or anything that will draw too much attention away from the bride.
Wait, hold on. I need to... Your queen impression is everything. I think they need to cast you in the next season.
Yeah, I've been cast in the next season of The Crown.
You heard it here first. Okay, say it again.
There will be more quotes coming up.
So
don't worry.
Wait, so like none of the contestants on RuPaul's Drag Race can come because those fascinators.
Oh yeah, it specifically said you have to wear a hat and not a fascinator.
Oh. What about, like, Miss Cracker's hair hat?
I think that's fine. I think that's not too much. Also, speaking of headwear, you're supposed to leave your tiara at home. Where's the quote? I'm trying to read while I'm driving, which is not
dangerous
at all.
You should have sent it to me, but then I can't do a good quote.
Wearing a tiara, if you're anyone but Meghan Markle, is a very bad idea, even if you've earned the right to wear one or just feel like royalty.
Yeah, that is, again, that's also common. That's pretty common.
So it says Meghan may choose to forego the tradition since it's not a hard and fast rule, but chances are the queen will offer her a tiara, and if the queen offers to loan you something, it's rare for someone to say no.
And no thanks.
She's going to be like, no, pass.
And the queen just gives, like, a RuPaul slap. Like, excuse me. What if you hated it? Like, what if you thought it was really ugly?
I know. This is your big day, and now you're stuck wearing this hat that your new mother-in-law was asking you to wear. You're like, ugh.
Sure, thanks.
Showing your shoulders or open toes is a big no-no.
That's I approve. Open toes are gross.
I don't have much more to say on that. Keep your hands at your sides and definitely out of your pockets.
What?
According to the queen, keep your hands at your side when standing. Gentlemen, keep your hands out of your pockets. Europeans consider this act to be rude.
They do?
I don't know. Apparently. I'm going to have to ask a European.
We need to get more international either fans or friends or both. Like,
yeah, I could use more friends. I'm hoping that through this, the whole reason I'm doing this podcast is so that I can make more internet friends.
I mean, I'll take the fans and you can take the friends.
People talk to me.
We're so lonely. Oh, my mom, speaking of that side story, we're talking recently about my mom used to take me to the Marionette Theater in Columbia when I was little. And I said, Mom, do we ever have a birthday party there? Like, I remember having a birthday party there. She says, no, you had to have 25 friends to do that. And what she meant was, like, we lived in Sumter, and that was an hour away, and it was really hard for people to get over there. And I went, I didn't have any friends.
You didn't qualify.
I had my mom. My mom would have come.
Your application was rejected.
Can I, like, bring a bunch of puppets with me and be like, they're my friends?
We were requiring proof of friends.
Also, my interests were really weird. Like, like, I really liked the Marionette Theater and people thought it was creepy. So, like, if I had invited the friends that I had, they'd be like, no, weirdo. So that would not have worked.
I would have gone.
I know.
I would have been there.
We were. I'm so glad we found each other.
That sounds great.
You should have been. It really was. Unfortunately, you were not there.
Is that the right way to use that word?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay. Phew. apparently, for a royal wedding, you were supposed to arrive an hour early. Good. Which I feel like for any other event, that would be considered very rude.
Yeah, people are trying to set up and stuff. Yeah, that is kind of rude.
If I'm throwing a party at my house and you show up an hour early and I'm still running around trying to get ready.
I hate when people text me like, hey, I'm actually in your neighborhood. Can I just come over now? No, we agreed upon a time. I'm in the bathtub watching the Golden Girls. Go away.
Girl, do you know what time it is?
Well, also because it makes me feel bad because, like, now I have to hurry up and not enjoy the time where I get to be alone for a little bit.
I need my alone time. I need my alone time to prepare for all these people.
I mean, kind of. Like, I keep telling people when my kitchen's rebuilt, like, oh, yeah, we're going to have people over and it'll be great. And then I always have the afterthought, oh, I don't know those people in my kitchen.
In my new kitchen. I feel like having a broken kitchen is a good excuse to not have people over.
I mean, it's worked so far.
I'd be like, oh, no, we can't do it here. I don't have a kitchen.
Well, like, I want people over, but I like the idea of having, like, small people over, but it's a lot of pressure. Like,
small people?
I put a lot of pressure on when I have people over, and I put too much. I basically act like we're having the royal wedding at my house. So I got into Riverdale, and I had people over to watch Riverdale. I made milkshakes. I made cheeseburgers like from the show, and
Joanna, one of us needs to move.
I know, right? And people were like, "Oh, I'll have one milkshake and that's it." And I'm like, "I have stuff for like a million people."
I can only have one milkshake. I'm driving.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. I tried to do cocktails and classics, and I had people that were like, oh, no, that's fine. Like, we're not going to drink. And I'm like, it's not even classics and cocktails. It's cocktails and classics. And Ryan and me, like, worked on recipes for it, and people were, like, bored by the movie, and it did not go well.
The worst thing is when you're trying to have drinks with your friends, and you've been looking forward to it all week, and they decide they don't want to drink.
I know, and then I just feel...
It's like, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and drink by myself.
Yeah, I'm a social drinker. I need to drink with other people. I'm not going to force you to drink if you don't want to, but well, especially...
But I'm not going to have a good time.
No, well, like, if it's an event that I'm planning, like, I put a lot of work into it, and then people are like, meh, and I feel like me and you have very similar interests, and I have a couple of friends here that have, like, my friend Mindy and me, we have to keep up with it. Like, we started watching the AMC Classic 100 movies, and we started watching them, and we would have like a glass of wine or something while we watched it. You know, very white girl. But it was really fun. And
your rosé Moscato.
Well, no, I have my pink Moscato. I guess that's kind of rosé. Oh, yeah. I guess I don't know wine.
I think it's the same thing.
It's the pink stuff. No, it's
pink and it has bubbles.
That's really white girl. Wow, you're just the man of many voices today. That was amazing. And that's really fun, but like I like hosting events, but I don't think people are interested in the kind of events that I'm hosting. Like, I think I could do it for you, but then I would make you all this food and I'm like showing it to the computer screen, like, look, Matthew, I made you a drink.
We would just have, if we lived close to each other, we would just have parties for two. And
yeah, pretty much. And like, I think we could interest Diego and Ryan a couple of times, but I feel like it'd just be like to be tolerating us.
I feel like they would leave and then come back to like pick us up later.
And we're like, that rosé was awesome.
All right, guys, it's time to go.
And you're like, sorry, you're just like dressed as the queen, like only speaking as the queen. You may address me as your highness.
Do not approach the queen. All right. So this is us flying through this list, right?
Yeah, we're going. Yeah, okay, I'm ready.
All right, so it's all right to bring your cell phone, but don't plan on using it, and don't you dare think about taking any pictures while you're there.
So what's the point of bringing your phone?
I don't know, in case you have to take a business call.
A busyness call? Right in the middle of the vows?
Yeah, like... Some royal business.
Some risky business.
Hold on, I'm turning the page. I have physical paper that I'm reading off of.
Look at you, old school.
Yeah, I figured it would be easier than reading off of my phone, and boy, was I wrong.
I like to think, though, have you started playing the Harry Potter AR game?
I am not. What is this?
It's the Harry Potter game they've been talking about for a while, where you like get to go to Hogwarts and go on an adventure and get sorted into a house. It's basically a game where you have to wait for your energy to load to play. So you get like 2 minutes of playing and then you're done.
Ugh.
It's really annoying.
Girl, same.
Nice. So like, I'm just imagining though, people like in the middle of the wedding, like, oh, my energy's back up. Welcome to Hogwarts. That makes sense though.
So I'm assuming you're not allowed to catch any Pokemon while you're at the royal wedding.
Right in front of Megan's dress. A Charizard! I don't think anyone would get excited about a Charizard. What's a super rare Pokemon, Ryan?
I don't know. Okay, so after they released all of the new Pokemon into Pokemon Go, I was lost. I only know the original 150 or 151 after that.
Ryan knows a lot of Pokemon.
The rest of them are all fake.
I want to be the person who gets paid to write Pokemon names. Like, Bulbasaur. Done. I bet that's a real dinosaur. I bet that's a real Pokemon.
Done. I'll take my check.
That'll be $15,000. Okay, so, but I wonder why you can't take photos, because, like, it's being live streamed. I guess if you get, like, an unflattering photo of somebody.
Let's see. Let me go back to that section. It says, what happens at Windsor Castle stays at Windsor Castle, unless the royal family is the one releasing the information or images. There's a quote here that says, there will be no photography at Windsor Castle if they follow the precedent of the 2011 wedding. And with any wedding, you shouldn't take photographs and release them before the official photos have been released.
Oh, well, no one follows that rule.
Yeah, so... It is 2018. I'm going to take pictures of whatever I want to take.
The only thing I hate about weddings is when the bride's walking down the aisle and all the camera phones and iPads go out on the aisle.
Uh-huh.
No one did that at my wedding. It was really nice. So, like, our photographer was able to get a clear shot.
Would you have stopped down the middle of the aisle and been like, punch our phone away?
No, I'm going to tell you why.
We're doing this again. From the top.
For some reason, I was walking with my mom and my sister, which was really lovely, and I was caught in the moment. My foot was also caught in my dress, and I was semi-tripping down the aisle, and I think people thought I was, like, overtaken by emotion. I was, like, stumbling.
Uh-huh.
I could not fix it, and I tried to shake my foot a couple times down the aisle.
Everyone thought, ugh, Joanna being extra again.
and like, I kept, I've always envisioned, like, what it was going to be like walking down the aisle and, like, what I would be feeling, uh-huh. And all I was like, this damn tool.
That's when you stop halfway down the aisle and you just tear it off.
Yeah. Well, also because my mom and me are really loud. Shocking. I don't know if you could tell, but me and my mom are both really loud. And so we're around the corner and my mom's like, are we supposed to go? And my sister's like, I don't know. Are we supposed to go? Are we supposed to go? So the three of us are making all this noise and distraction. And I was like, shh, shh. But also I'm being loud. So I'm like, are we supposed to go? So,
I think it's your wedding. You can just go whenever you want.
Oh, boy.
What are they going to tell you? Like, no, it's not your turn.
My cousin Lily might have, like, no, this is my moment.
We went to Diego's sister's wedding a few weeks ago, about a month ago, actually. And I had a little too much to drink. And the whole time I was complaining to Diego, I want to get married. I want a wedding.
Well, what did Diego say?
He said, all right, okay.
Oh, that's so romantic.
I'm never getting married. If you were thinking of buying a blender as a gift, you can just reconsider that. Royal wedding gifts are a tricky topic. Buying a toaster for the couple who occupies the royal residence seems strange and is probably unnecessary, but showing up empty-handed feels rude.
I just get them gifts of charity. They don't need anything.
Apparently, it's more more traditional for you to make a charitable donation to an organization.
Hey, I was right.
Oh, and this next one, you have to prepare to bow and curtsy. You have to learn how to bow and curtsy.
I mean, doesn't everyone know how to do that?
It says, when you're in the presence of the queen, it is appropriate to curtsy and bow. And there's a quote, it says, Americans are not required to bow or curtsy as the queen walks by, but they may do so out of respect. Can I tell you, if anybody ever tells me that I don't have to do something, I am not going to do it. because I would be more I would be more terrified to do it wrong than to not do it and be rude.
Same.
According to the Queen's Etiquette Book, ladies, place your right ankle behind your left ankle and dip at the knee, arms at your sides, and bow your head slightly. So do you got that?
I mean, I'm going to curtsy like I curtsy when I was in kindergarten, and that's just going to be it.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, bend your elbow and place your hand, palm in, at your waist. Bend slightly at the waist and bow your head slightly.
That's too many rules.
So when I go, I'm just going to not curtsy. It says, don't attempt to win the queen's affection.
She hates everybody.
Normal protocol suggests you should not approach the queen or ask her any questions.
Jeez. Again, she wrote this list?
Yeah, this is all part of her book. You need to know the proper way of holding a champagne glass, but don't drink too much champagne.
Oh, okay, we can't go.
I've been disqualified. And then if you do get a chance to meet the queen, you have to know the proper way of addressing her. And this is where I would be terrified. I would call her, like, your honor.
lady.
Here are some do's and don'ts for meeting the queen. Do not touch the queen. Do not shake the queen's hand unless she holds her hand out first for you to shake it. Do not speak to the queen unless she speaks to you first.
I've heard of that one.
And if the queen addresses you first, answer her, ending your first response with your majesty and in your second response with ma'am.
Who made these? I mean, obviously she did, but like...
This sounds terrifying.
I think this is why people like Prince Harry, because Prince Harry, like, we've seen so many videos of him just like hanging out, chilling.
Yeah, wasn't popcorn, the like, red carpet thing where he was meeting with BB-8?
Yes, like he's a normal person. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not normal, but you know what I mean. But
they're just like us. And then on top of leaving, on top of arriving an hour early, you're also not supposed to leave early. You have to wait. You have to be there until the bitter end.
Oh God, those weddings are long.
So that was us flying through that list.
She's there's a new rule, no podcasters allowed that go on very, very long.
So I think you and I won't be there. Megan's father won't be there.
Can you imagine having like the queen as your in-laws?
Yes, I think about it all the time. I don't know why I can't marry into the royal family. Nobody has asked me.
I'm sure there's someone you could find.
Do they have any gays?
Oh, they've got to.
I'm sure they have.
Oh.
So Joanna, I wanna talk about something else real quick.
Okay.
So I wanna talk about something a little serious, something that's dividing us as a people. Before Trump versus Hillary, there was something in 2015 that divided us, and that was that the internet couldn't get it together whether or not that dress was white and gold or blue and black. Well, it's happened again. If you've been on the internet the last couple days, I'm sure you've seen this, or I guess heard this would be more appropriate.
I just saw it after work for some reason. I just happened to see it.
Have you looked into it?
I have. The first time I listened to it, I heard Yancey.
Okay, so I wanted...
The second time I played it for Ryan, I heard Laurel.
I'm gonna edit it into this episode, so if nobody has any idea what we're talking about, they can hear it for themselves. But apparently, there's the dictionary robot voice saying a word, and the internet can't come to a consensus on whether it's saying Laurel or Yanni. And I was really hoping that you and I were hearing two different things. Oh, I think I lost you. I can't hear you if you're still there. Why is podcasting so hard? Okay, it looks like we're okay. Can you hear me still?
I can hear you.
All right, thank God.
Okay, so you can see.
I don't remember what I was saying.
You were saying, like, some people, you said you're going to edit in if they don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, so people can hear what we're talking about if they haven't heard it. If for some reason they've, like, been living under a rock and haven't been on the internet for the last couple days.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Yes, what did you hear?
I was really hoping that you and I heard different things so that we could fight about this.
What did you hear? You heard Yancey?
I heard Laurel, and I could not hear anything else ever. I did find this one video of this guy trying to explain the phenomenon, and he was like, oh, well, it's because it's actually saying both things at the same time. It's like the higher frequency is playing this thing, and the lower frequency is playing that thing, and here, let me show you. And he played like the higher frequency version and the lower and they both sounded the same to me.
That is really weird. Well, what's weird to me is, like, I heard it on my phone before I left work, and I heard Yancey, and I saved that video. I was gonna do it for Ryan. I said, Ryan, what do you hear? And when I hit it, I heard Laurel.
The same thing happened to me with the whole dress fiasco of 2015. I was looking at the picture, and I, like, scrolled down the page to read more of it. And then when I scrolled back up to look at the picture again, it had changed on me, so.
I want someone to explain it well, because I still don't understand. I read it. It still doesn't make any sense to me. It's just magic. Science is magic.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
You know, up is down. Yancey is Laurel. Laurel is Yancey.
I think if my name was Laurel, I would just start going by Yancey from now on.
Kind of.
Or Yanny. Whatever
it
was.
I kind of like that things like these, like, things like this bring us together, because, like, everything else on the internet right now is like, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. And I hate everybody. Ooh, what did you hear? I heard Yancey. I heard Laurel. I'm like, we all talk about it.
I think it's doing the opposite. I think it's making us very divided. I'm very team Laurel, and everybody else is wrong.
I think that's awesome.
All right. Well, I didn't have much more to say on that. It's been pop culture for the last couple of days. So obviously we need to talk about it.
Royal wedding. Wait, am I allowed to ask the queen what she heard?
Yeah, I think you should tweet at her.
ma'am. But she has to tweet at me first.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that might be rough.
Still waiting.
My sister is getting married in a couple months.
And you're officiating, right? Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Okay, so let me tell you a story. If my sister, Casey, if you're listening to this, you can fast forward to the end of the episode.
She wants my colorful commentary on it.
After she had gotten engaged, Diego and I were watching TV or a movie or something where people were getting married. And I turned to Diego and I said, I hope I don't have to give a speech at my sister's wedding. Because that's like, that sounds like the most terrifying thing ever. And he's like, you don't have to give a speech if you don't want to. And I was like, all right, because I am not going
to
give a speech.
I'm
not going to stand up in front of everybody and try and remember a speech and try to be funny. I was like, I am not doing that. Literally the next day, my sister texted me and said, would you marry us? And I was like, oh my God. Like, obviously I'm going to say yes, but now not only am I having to give a speech, but I'm giving the speech.
Yeah, the most important speech.
So that was major karma biting me in the ass.
So did you like go to, ordained already?
Oh yeah, I'm ordained. I got papers. I'm technically a minister.
Ooh, what were those classes like? Did you do it online?
Yeah, there was no classes.
Like, how did you do it? Like, you didn't have to take any classes. Like, did you have to?
No,
take a
I
test?
Signed up. I signed up the church. What's the name of my church? The Church of
Dedicated.
The American Ministry of Marriage. I am a minister for them.
Why do we make that so easy for people? I'm looking at your church. So what did you have to do? Do you just have to pay them?
No, it was free. It's very
it's
cool.
Free?
Their whole outlook is that everybody should be able to marry everybody.
I kind of want to do it now. What do you have to do? Just like fill out the document. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, legally what I have to do is, fill out the documents and like pronounce them married. But as far as a ceremony, like it's really up to whatever the couple getting married wants to do.
What's the tone of your speech? Did you talk to them or have you not written it yet or?
Well, we haven't really talked much about it, but when she originally asked me, she said, will you marry us? Because I think it would be funny. So that put a lot of pressure on me to be funny, to write some jokes, which I'm not really good at writing jokes ahead of time. So I was thinking, I really haven't talked to her much about it, which I probably should because it's coming up in August. And I was thinking that for the actual, like, marriage, I would probably do it a little, not serious, but not like waka waka. And then I'll write some jokes and I'll give a funnier speech later.
That's
awesome. An inappropriate time.
Are they writing their own vows?
Yeah, I don't know. This is probably something I should talk to them about.
I have got to get my pastor, my friend Mark, who married us. He is a Presbyterian minister, and he told me this story about a couple he married that wanted a pirate themed wedding. And he had to be they scripted it, and he got kidnapped by one of the groom's pirates. And, the bride had to rescue... He tells it much funnier than me, but, it's so funny. I was like, what was it like? He's like, it was fun. It was weird, but... I think he used the phrase that he had to clutch his pearls, in fear. Which just, is my favorite expression ever.
I think I just got an idea for my sister's wedding. So, Casey, if you're listening, we're going to talk about this.
Everyone has to plan an elaborate rescue of me.
It's going to be kind of like hosting a murder. It's like murder mystery / wedding.
People thought when we Ryan and me got married that it was going to be super costumey and
costumey.
Well, we're getting married in October, so people thought we're going to wear costumes. And I was no. I mean, I see. At first, I wanted to have people really near Halloween. And had people come up in costumes. But we had a lot of kids come to the wedding, and I didn't think that was fair. Hey, it's Halloween. Don't go trick-or-treating. Come to my wedding. It didn't seem very fair. So we did, a week or two before Halloween or something. And
your wedding would have gotten toilet papered.
Oh, God. The woman who owned the house would have killed me. I think she would have murdered me. And people are like, oh, it's funny. It's a Halloween prank. No, I died. She was intense.
It was a wedding and a funeral.
Hey, are you aware of the new trend? This is, you can add this into the podcast, or you don't have to.
All right.
YouTubers now having Patreons where they show dirty photos of themselves.
Ooh, I think I just found one of our new Patreon tiers.
Do you know that girl Trisha Paytas or Paytas or
no? Okay, I don't know a lot of the YouTube people.
You know who Chris Crocker is, right? Believe Brittany Alone. Well, he has, and he posted on his Instagram page a preview of it, and it's
can see it online for free if you look hard enough.
Well, Trisha, whatever her name is, Paytas, whatever, hers go up to you can Skype with her once a month for $1,000, and then for $1,500, you get a private Snapchat, snap every day, and it's full nude. And how is that not illegal? That's prostitution, kind of, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's just porn, I guess.
I guess. But I have to send you a screenshot of the preview, because he's in this laundry room, and it looks like it's the worst background for a sexy photo.
If you're gonna do a sexy photo, at least you gotta make sure your backdrop looks nice.
Yeah.
Girl, clean your bathroom.
Exactly. So that was off topic.
But... I'm always very self-conscious when I'm taking a selfie in the bathroom mirror, and there's toothpaste on the counter, and I'm let me just clean up a little bit before.
Well, have you ever? Well, I'm ADD. I don't know if you're aware of my conversations.
Yeah, I would not have picked up on that.
Squirrel.
I don't know if you know this, but I have trouble staying on topic. Hold on, I gotta text Diego.
Okay.
Oh, something about ADD. What were you talking about?
The last time I took a selfie, I felt really good about myself. I noticed that my bathroom sink was a little dirty, so I was like, okay, well, I'll take a break and I'll clean that.
I'll take a break from my photo shoot.
I was looking really cute, and then I was like, oh,
you're like Joanna. I need to take a five.
Okay, me. So
you're such a difficult. You're so difficult to work with.
She's off cleaning the bathroom again. So
I'll be in my trailer.
The time of this photo was 12 o'clock midnight on a Wednesday.
Okay, on a school night.
I finished cleaning the entire bathroom. It's 1:30 in the morning. And Ryan's, and poor Ryan, like, he always waits up for me. Like, he tries. He's like, are you going to bed? And I was like, he's like, what happened? I was like, I was taking a photo and it went long. The shoot went long.
How many bottles of Moscato in?
None.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode of That's What I Said, a podcast. We still have zero ratings and reviews on iTunes, so thanks a lot, guys. Way to let us all down.
We need to start... on my other podcast, they don't like promoting themselves. Like, they're like, eh. Like, I was like, let's take a picture. They're like, no. So, but like...
I don't want people to actually know I do this.
No, I'm embarrassed. I don't want people to say I know you. But like, we need to do a social media account, and like, I think we could do a video live stream of this and promote it on the Instagram and stuff. Cause like, we're both pretty. Well, like, we're both cute. I think we should do some promotion via Instagram. And well, we need to start talking, or like, we need to get a guest. Oh my God. I even talked to you. What? You got me a RuPaul shirt. I really love you. Like, I told, okay, also, I told Ryan, I said, every time I tell someone that Matt got me a RuPaul shirt, no one's as excited as I am. And he goes, yeah, because Matt didn't get them a shirt. Oh my God, I'm trying to decide where to put the shirt, and like, I might, like, it might be going in the, like, the casket with me when I die.
She wants to be buried wearing it. I think it may be in the mail today. Diego took it to work to see if his work could ship it out. So I will follow up with that and get back to you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to cherish it forever.
I had so much fun, by the way. I don't know if you could tell from the... I actually didn't take very many pictures because, I don't know. This...
Oh, did you hear the drama?
I don't know, okay, we'll talk...
Hold on. We haven't wrapped it up yet because I have so much to tell you. Let's wrap it up. And... We are so ADD. We should have changed the name of this podcast.
I don't know where... the name of the podcast is going to be... That's what I was trying to talk about for the last 30 minutes. I don't know where I left off.
You are, like, saying goodbye to people.
Yeah, and Joanna was mentioning her other podcast already. Make sure you guys go and check that out as well. It's called Hear Me Out. What else? Follow both of us on social media. I'm on Twitter at Matthew Dickens.
I'm on Twitter at Christy Teigen. Yeah. It's a joke because she's like, to get us more popular, like, did you hear Chrissy Teigen's new podcast? It's really funny.
You can follow me on Twitter at Meghan Merkel.
Oh, I heard you getting married this weekend to a hot redhead.
Yeah, I'm getting cold feet.
I don't blame you. Remember that time he wore like a Nazi costume?
Ugh. He's trying to get everybody to forget about it, and you won't stop bringing it up, Joanna.
I know. Also, remember that time in Vegas where he covered his genitals with his one hand, and it was awkward?
No, but I'm going to have to look that
up
now.
Oh, yeah, look it up. I can't believe you forgot about that.
Remember that one time we were trying to end this podcast, like...
An hour?
20 minutes ago.
Okay, I'm paying attention.
I think one of the tiers on our Patreon is we will provide... all the bits and pieces we cut out.
Yeah, and I feel like one of them should be like, do you not like our interrupting? Here's one where we just like cut it down. We're just like, huh, royal wedding, huh? It was interesting. All right, well, bye.
Here's just a super cut of us not talking about what we were trying to talk about. All right, so that's the end of the episode, for reals.
Bye, see you next, listen to you next week. My name
listen
is...
Listen to you next week.
What's up? That's what I said.
We don't have like a sign-off, like, until next week, that's what I said.
That's terrible.
I don't know. We'll workshop it.
Bye, everybody.
Joanna, we did it. We're here. It's officially Royal Wedding Watch. Oh, hold on. I'm about to get into a car accident.
Oh. Okay. Let's edit that part out.
Okay, we're good.